Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council Office in Washington, D.C. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
A letter to Congress urged senators and representatives to act immediately and permanently to renew the current estate tax provision, a move that will give farmers and ranchers the certainty they need to conduct business. The current estate tax relief is set to expire at the end of 2012.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The letter noted that if Congress fails to act and estate taxes are allowed to be reinstated at the beginning of 2013, with only a $1 million exemption and a top rate of 55%, there will be a significant negative impact on agriculture. At a minimum, we support extending the exemption of $5 million per person and retaining the top rate of 35% until such time as full repeal of the estate tax is possible. It is also imperative that any estate tax law passed other than full repeal index the exemption to inflation, provide for spousal transfers, and include the stepped-up basis.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The 2013 change to the estate tax law does a disservice to agriculture because it is a land-based, capital-intensive industry with few options for paying estate taxes when they come due. The current state of the economy, coupled with the uncertain nature of estate tax liabilities, makes it difficult for family-owned farms and ranches to make sound business decisions.